Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of OC star Elizabeth Lynn Vargas, who talks Bronwyn's modern marriage, her divorce, and what it was like being a first-time housewife.
You know, we are, you know, just one episode away from the season finale. So how are you feeling about this season, being a newcomer and kind of being thrust into this crazy, crazy world?
Wow. I'm feeling really confident and good. You know, I had to learn to grow my girl balls during the season and take some shots, but I feel pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, what were some of those shots that you had to take this season that kind of really kind of rocked you a little bit?
Well, I always take people for face value. And when you find out that they actually want to punch you in the face behind the scenes, and that's, you know, you kind of learn punch back.
Yes,
so, you know, I had some of the ladies I found out were doing some shady stuff behind the scenes, and I would never do that to another woman. So to find out, you know, that they're doing that to benefit for themselves was a little bit disturbing, but other than that, it was pretty good.
Sure. I mean, you did say, I think it was the last episode or the episode before, that you have had a hard time trusting women in the past. I mean, having gone through this, do you still feel that way?
You know, actually, it's the opposite now. Oddly enough, I became friends with all the ladies on a real level. And I mean, I wanted to anyway, and that was my goal, to join with these great, strong women. So for the most part, I really enjoyed meeting all them and getting to know them genuinely during the season. And for them to know who I was took a while, because I'm very guarded, as now you know. But it was wonderful. They ended up all being exactly what I would hope for. So
sure. I mean, going into the season, and I'm sure, you know, you've watched Housewives in the past, so you know that you do have to open up a lot about your life. Was that something that you were hesitant about going into this, being like, I don't know if I'm really ready for all of this? Because, you know, in the past couple episodes, we do see you open up quite a bit.
Well, the interesting part about the whole situation was, I thought I was opening up about my divorce because, you know, housewives, right?
Yeah.
Your divorce, your relationships, you know, wearing Spanx under a bar, drinking tequila. I was not planning on my old dirty laundry being aired out on a platform like this, which is supposed to be positive and having people get out of their heads. So it was a bit of a challenge for me to see where the producers were going with the storyline for me, but I took a moment and I accepted it, and I realized that at this time and day and age, what I had gone through wasn't really that unusual from what a lot of people had gone through. And for me to speak the truth on international television was, I guess it was healing for me. And I just hope that, and I still hope that it's healing for others too. So I guess in a weird way, it was a blessing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, did you get a lot of outreach from people, you know, kind of, you know, lending their support, and maybe some people going through the same thing?
I did not expect that. Yes, I have a woman, Robin White, who works with me for We Care Rescue Ranch, Vargas Block, and all, you know, does my social media. And so I said, I need you to check my DMs because I can't.
Yeah.
I just don't want to read anything online. And she was like, the outpouring of love was crazy. I was scared. I'm like, oh my God, it's out. But she said that, you know, some of the stories that I was reading are so heart-wrenching, and they touched my heart and my soul to the core, where I said, I need to keep going with this, and I need to show them that you can heal no matter what and still have fun with ladies and wear Spanx under a bar drinking tequila.
Totally. I mean, how has this been for your family, you know, kind of talking about this, and, you know, how did it change your relationship with your brother or your mom or anything like that?
Well, we discussed it in detail because, you know, it's an ecosystem of family members that were involved in this situation. It wasn't just me, and I recognize that. So I spoke to my brothers and my mom, especially my mom, and she said, you know, I'm okay with it. I've told this story without you my whole life. Yeah. And it's okay if you tell it, because if it heals your heart and you can live freely and see life in a different lens, I want you to do that. And I was so pleasantly surprised that my mom was so supportive. I thought, oh my God, and this is out. And the family's been very supportive, and I'm truly blessed for that.
Do you feel like a weight was lifted off your shoulders then?
Oh yeah. I mean, look at my skin. I mean, it's still difficult. Don't get me wrong. I don't wake up every morning feeling great that I just spilled the beans, but sure. I'm working on myself, and that's the most important.
Yeah. I mean, which of the ladies was the most supportive, least supportive, or who surprised you the most?
Oh my gosh. This is crazy. At the end of the season, every single one of them, but Bronwyn, was amazing. They all texted me and called me, and after they had seen the episode, because Shannon and Emily weren't there
right
on that trail. And so they didn't know anything about what I was seriously going through, a major thing. And when they found out, Shannon was amazing. Emily, Gina, Kelly reached out. You know, they all just were like, if there's anything you need, which I was not expecting. Mm. I just assumed, okay, I'm in cookie cutter Orange County. Everyone's perfect. And I'm absolutely not. And so how do I live my life now knowing that? And it was all very positive.
Right. I mean, you did open up to Bronwyn about this, first of all, after she kind of dug up all this dirt on you. Was it just right? Or was she just in the right place, right time, where you kind of just let all these emotions out? And do you almost regret opening up to her about it, since things are a little bit, or not well between the two of you?
I would never say regret. I think that the situation just happened to be, and I love nature. I love the outdoors. You know, I was raised in the Midwest and then in Seattle, in Eastern Washington. And, you know, I have this love for being outside. So taking the ladies on a trip was just kind of cool. And Lake Arrowhead, it's all outdoorsy. Yeah. So that trail, you know, Bronwyn, I didn't really know her that well. So just to have her kind of be there during that time, it just sort of happened. It wasn't planned. I absolutely wasn't planning on airing my dirty laundry to her or to anybody. I mean, not just her. She just happened to be there, the poor woman. I'm like, oh my God, she doesn't even know me. And here I'm like, by the way. But if anyone can handle chaos and drama, it's her. So yeah. I guess it worked out.
Did things with Bronwyn kind of unfold with you guys even more after the season ended or during the reunion? Because, you know, we do see, obviously, she dug up, you know, hired the investigator and things like that. But it seemed like you guys kind of patched things up. So where did everything fall apart again?
Well, you know, I learned, I've lived my life to forgive and forget and to move on and never hold a grudge, because it just holds in your heart, right? So, you know, I found out she was doing shady stuff, and I'm like, well, that's just an insecure woman, and I want to help her. Because my sister has addiction problems like Bronwyn. My sister blames the world for her issues, just like Bronwyn. Bronwyn reminded me identical of my sister. So I tried to help her because my sister's homeless and I can't help her. So I saw Bronwyn as somebody who, you know, I'm a nurturer. I could reach out and help. Sure. So when I found out she was doing all that stuff, I said, that's her addict. You know, she's addicted to things and to whatever. And how could I be there for her? Mm-hmm. And so as the time went on, the trail happened, you know, we were put also on a Zoom call, which she absolutely didn't want to be on. And I can sense people. I knew she didn't want to be on that call. She didn't care. So that's when I kind of realized she didn't care about what just happened to me. It doesn't even matter to her because it didn't do anything for her. And that's when the narcissism came out. I was like, okay, now I'm getting PTSD watching this woman try and run me over for her fame. And it just became like this, I kept reaching out to her, like even on her birthday, I'm like, happy birthday, you know, nothing. Like this is like, thanks, you know. And, but that was the most I've ever received, is like one word. And so I guess when I opened up, when I was already a problem with women. So when I opened up to her, I have a problem with how she treats others. Mm-hmm. And I realized all the way through the season, I cannot help her. And I'm her target now because I'm the one who knows her the best. So if she needs me to be her target, that's fine if it heals her heart, but I don't think it's doing anything.
No, I mean, you know, there have been some, you know, speculation, or Kelly brought up this season that she feels like she is faking her sobriety. Do you think that she is faking her sobriety?
Oh, you know, I think that she's sober from alcohol.
Mm-hmm. But that's it.
Sobriety takes many different forms, darling.
Yes, you know,
take sober, and believe me, I've been through this with my family. Yeah. You need to be sober from everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's called sobriety.
What is your take on her modern marriage?
You know, my ex-husband and I had a weird relationship too. I can't judge it. I think that they should divorce. Sean should date. I saw this beautiful woman he was dating. Oh my God, she's gorgeous. So I think that Sean should move on and she should let him, you know, he's going to have to pay her bills anyway. So she needs to just kind of let him go. She's going to get her bills paid. She's got 7 kids, you know? So, you know, she needs to let him go. Cause I've met Sean plenty of times and he is a wonderful human being. In fact, he loves her so much, and it's so heartbreaking to see her say she was never attracted to him. And, you know, it reminds me of a situation I was in where it was okay for that person to have all the lovers they wanted, but I had to stay home and take care of everything. Mm-hmm. And so it was identical to my last life. So I don't agree with how she's handling it. She should definitely divorce. They should divorce and then just live separate lives. She should, you know, that house is rented. So she should, they should just get out of the lease. They only had a year lease, whatever it was, get out of the lease. He could rent, you know, whatever they want to do, they should live separate lives. And the kids are already in turmoil. So they went through alcoholism and now they're going through abandonment. So it's kind of like they just need to it's easy to figure out, not easy, but they can both live like on the same neighborhood. Just have 2 different lives and stop using Sean. So I guess I'm a little bit bitter because I feel like I was Sean in my last relationship.
Yeah. I mean, so is Sean moving on then? He is dating other people?
Yes. Well, that's what I had some people send me some great photos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why do you think they're just holding on to this marriage then? Why don't you think that they just let each other go? Do you, because I mean, when I spoke to her a couple months back, she said that she has no intentions of divorcing him.
Oh, they got dirt on each other, which I know about, but you know, whatever. We'll that'll be for next season.
You're coming with receipts.
Florida dirt, some Florida sand, just a little dirty.
So that's why you think that they're not going to divorce anytime soon, or do you think that maybe they will and just kind of come to an agreement?
She's got something over his head that she should probably just let go and move on, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, how does this kind of play out in the reunion? I mean, after the reunion, you promised backstabbing, lying, and cheating. So who are you talking about?
I can't. Oh, my God. I want to spill it, but I'm not supposed to. you know, there are a few of the ladies that I can't wait for it to air because literally during the reunion, it was intense. Mm-hmm. And shots were fired. People were screaming and it was real. There was nothing fake about what was going on except for a couple people, you know, that were trying to make it more exciting. But it was literally like shots fired. Golly, I just can't say anything because everybody had something going on.
I mean, Chrissy Teigen tweeted recently, I don't know if you saw this or wrote on Instagram, she said, the Real Housewives ladies were mean as shit this season, legit uncomfortable. What was your reaction to that?
Oh, talk about me coming in as a first year during COVID. I can't even get to know them, then I'm getting beat up. I'm like, what is wrong with these ladies? So yes, they were mean as shit. And I gotta tell you, you know, I had to put Gina in her place a couple times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Emma has always been nice because I love lawyers in general. Kelly, that woman cannot keep her mouth shut, but whatever, you know, America was built on freedom of speech. So, I mean, and then there's Shannon. I don't even know what's going on with Shannon. She's just like, Shannon. So, I mean, ultimately, and then Brahman's got her own thing going on. But, you know, it was nuts working with them. But I truly, to get out of my head in COVID, and I wanted, you know, I just thought about a fan, like watching it from their couch.
Right.
I would be like, where's the vodka?
No joke. Yeah. Have you met Bronwyn's girlfriend?
I have not, but I like the little, you know, I have not. But, you know, if Bronwyn truly wants to be with a woman, mm-hmm. That's her prerogative. But I don't really think you need to exploit it as much as she does, because is it acceptable to be a lesbian? Gay is different. Men are different than women. And so to kind of come out and make it a big deal and to have photographers following you, like as if you're kissing and they were just random pictures, you know, to me, it just was like, because I've messed around with women my whole forever. It's not, I don't sit there and exploit, oh, I'm a non-practicing bi. You know, it's like, okay, I just don't appreciate what she's doing for the LGBTQI community, because it just seems like it's too much. Like, it is what it is. Quit making it a big deal, because when someone makes it a big deal, it's out there. It's a big deal to a lot of people, but if it's just not a big deal and it's accepted, we can move on from it. Does that make sense at all?
So it's almost like she's kind of playing it up a little bit.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, as if you're going to hurt your family and you're going to abandon them for, you know, doing all the stuff you're doing, don't do it. Just do it privately. And then, you know, do it class. Have some class is all I wish you would have, because it hurts a lot of other people that are actually wanting to come out.
Right.
I don't think it was the right way, but it is, there's no right way or wrong way. I just don't agree with how she's doing anything. So I can't tell you that I agree with it. So, you know, she wants to be famous. Well, she got it. So,
yeah. So you think that she's kind of doing this for fame a little bit?
Are you kidding me? Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, I do truly believe that she wants to help the community, because she wants to help everybody. We call that a puppet poster, where they post whatever they think is trending to get followers. But one thing that I have noticed is that she hasn't given up on this one, because a lot of stuff she posted throughout the season, I noticed she would post and then if it didn't do anything for her and she didn't get enough followers, she would just forget about it. And then she would post something else that was trending. So what I did notice about this particular posting is that she stuck with it. Mm-hmm. So there has to be some validity to her actually being bisexual at some capacity. She's not a lesbian, but bisexual. So, you know, to say, so, I mean, it is, she is whatever she is. I don't even care at this point, because it's just so much that my brain can't even process her.
I mean, do you feel like she's going to be back next season? Because it doesn't seem like anybody really on her side. You're like, yes.
Yeah, are you kidding me? She's great TV. If I had a network, I'd be like, bring it on. She's paying for everything.
Totally. I mean, you did say that, you know, you felt like her kids are probably in turmoil. I mean, how do you think that this is really affecting them? Because it's got to be a lot for them to handle all in like less than a year.
You know, I think her kids have gone through so much with her and all her alcoholism and her addiction issues that they've gone through such personal turmoil that when she got this television show, which she, I guess, been wanting, whatever, you know, I think that she convinced them that it was for the greater of their family, I'm sure. And I think she still does, because that's what she does. Yeah. So I think that they're pretty well adjusted now. I don't know her and I don't know her family, so I can't say that. But just kind of seeing what they've gone through, they haven't really gone through anything that is outside of a normal family's issue. So, you know, a couple of her daughters have issues, you know, her son and whoever. It's really just a normal family. She just put it into the public.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, I think that they've adjusted pretty well. And they're great kids. I mean, I've met them a couple times, and I think that they're adjusted pretty good. They all are just as big a hams as she is, just like her mom. They're all like a family of hams. So I think they're fine.
Good. How are things with Jimmy?
Great. It was tough for Jimmy this season, because we had our own issues of why our relationship was like it was.
Yeah.
Nobody understood it, and I didn't expect them to. And so, you know, it's working out really well now. And I have an office for Vargas Vodka now. So I literally, I don't have to sit at home all day with him during COVID, because that was tough. He's a systems admin for a major tech firm.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I were both just like this for hours and hours in COVID. And I'm like, I'm going to go rent an apartment somewhere again, because I got rid of my shoe closet.
Right.
I'm going to go rent somewhere to at least sit. And so it's been great, because I can go to my office here for 14 hours.
Hey, you know, quarantine has tested a lot of relationships, but if you can make it through, you're good.
Well, he moved out a couple times. Like, he was like, I'm gone. I'm going to go to an apartment. And then I was like, then he come back. Then he put everything in a U-Haul and he come back. And I was like, okay, at this point, what is going on? He's like, I love you. I don't love you. I love you. I'm like,
amazing. I love it. And things have been very well since the divorce then, because I'm sure a lot of people have questions about that.
Oh, golly. Yeah. Well, so I got another gag order from my husband right at the reunion.
Oh, okay.
because there were some issues going on there, but I can't say that why. But I all of a sudden got this strange gag order the exact same time I was filming the reunion. And so my ex-husband, I think he's doing good. You know, I'm sure he's dating a million women as usual and doing his thing. And, you know, one always claims she's the only one. All these issues with all these, then the other one claims she's the only one. So I kind of let myself distance from all of the women that contact me regularly. Like, you know, I was with your this and this and this.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so I distance myself a lot. And now that the divorce is final, you know, it's a matter of collecting and we'll just go from there. And I think that I'm able to build my rescue ranch now and I'm able to build my future business. I'm able to help others. And that's all I ever wanted. So definitely. I'm pretty pleased that it worked out the way it did because selfless living is the way to go, not selfish. So
totally. Would you ever get married again?
No.
No. Yeah.
Okay. I can't say no, but you know, I don't know if that's in the cards right now. I need to kind of be a little free right now. Not free as in like free.
Right. there's been a lot of rumors going around that Tamara might show up. I mean, can you tease anything? I know you can't give anything away, but you know, how would you feel about her maybe coming back? I know you guys probably don't know each other very well, but
I would love it. I've never met her or the OG or the G spot, whatever the G. I've never met the G ladies. So I would love to meet the G's. OG's and the OC's.
OG's and the OC's. I love it. I love it.
So, I mean, Tamara, I bought her CBD before I was even on the show because I was trying to sleep because my divorce was horrific. Mm-hmm. And I had already been interviewing, so I saw, and I was looking at the ladies, like, okay, who are they? I watched one, the first show, and I kind of got to know them all, and Tamara has always been, like, a little entrepreneur everywhere, which I love. So I tried her CBD, and it worked. So I wrote her, hey, I bought your CBD. Thank you so much. It worked well. That's how we started our friendship, and she's asked me to lunch a couple weeks ago, and
nice.
You know, I have a nice little thread with her. She's nice, and yeah, but she knows this housewife gig. Like, nice. Come on, so to have her on it actually would be kind of cool. Plus, she's got great tits. Everybody knows that from the past seasons. She's always like,
yes, I love that.
I'm saying, where's the tits this season?
You knew something was missing, right?
Real ones. I want to see real ones. Like some good ones.
Totally. Well, Elizabeth, before we wrap up, like I said, I have these couple rapid fire confession questions for you. So just the first thing that pops into your head. So who is always the life of the party?
Kelly.
How come?
Kelly Dodd. Crazy Kelly Dodd.
He's just always bringing the party.
Yeah.
Not stop. Okay. Best and worst dressed on the cast.
Worst dressed is Bronwyn. Best dressed, I'd have to say, is Kelly. Of course, Gina at the reunion was smoking.
Yeah, she looked good.
I saw her. She didn't look orange. You know, a lot of the spray tan things going on with a lot of them. Beautiful.
Love it. Who always causes the most drama? I think I know the answer to this one.
Oh, God. Bronwyn, of course.
Which housewife from another franchise would you want to be on the show?
Jen Davis. I think she's from Dallas. Mm-hmm. I would love to have her on this one. I've been watching her, and she's a little crazy nuts, so that'd be kind of cool.
Which other housewife show would you like to make an appearance on?
Ooh, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, how come?
Just because a very shallow surface level and the drama is or isn't. Because basically they're all wrong and wrapped up in one. Now I can handle it.
Totally. Which housewife would you call to bail you out of jail?
Emily, for sure. Duh.
She is the lawyer. Totally. If you were stuck on a deserted island with one Real Housewife of OC lady, who would it be?
Emily.
Emily, how come?
She's very resourceful. She's a nurturer and she'd probably feed me. She found a way to make that sauce.
Totally.
Find some ship that was going by that would make her the sauce for her that she could somehow find a way to get it here. Legally.
How many bottles of your vodka did you have to go through this season after all this drama?
Believe it or not, I've actually only drank a few. I did the taste testing initially. I don't drink a lot these days because I'm divorced now. So, but I did go, I know a lot of my friends went through 150 bottles The first, Vargas Vodka was launched a few months ago, and we had like this little party, this COVID party, masks, everything. And somehow we went through 150 bottles with only a little over 100 people there. Oh, and no hangovers.
That's amazing.
Well, and then we even had to go through the swag bags and get bottles out of there because we were like, are people just taking them home? Like, I hired all these chefs and bartenders. We were like, where's all the, it was like, we're drinking it. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh my God, that's
boring. Uber was in business that night.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And then finally, last one, if you had to describe your first season of Housewives in three words, what would it be?
Crazy nut bag.
Amazing.
Oh, S. Crazy nut bags.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with me today. I cannot wait to see the rest of the season unfold. And of course, the reunion is going to be a doozy.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you so much. It was so good speaking with you.
Thank you as well.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.